There is a familiar name on this year's list of Grammy nominees for Best Reggae Album, Ziggy Marley. If his album Fly Rasta takes the award, it would be the second year in a row for Marley and his seventh Grammy overall. Fly Rasta came out last April along with his children's book, I Love You Too. In June, I spoke with Ziggy Marley about both projects.
Fly Rasta!
Is this different from the reggae of 30 years ago, would you say? Are you trying to take it to a new level?
Yeah, I mean, that is the objective. And the way we do that is by just being kind of free-spirited, not being obligated to any type of rules or regulations according to what anyone might think reggae is supposed to be. So I think it's just a mindset, really, that makes it different, is that we're not thinking about it in a regimented way. So we're free to, you know, incorporate different instruments, different instrumentation, different styles, different sounds.
Is the mindset the same that it was in reggae's early days?
No, I think reggae in the early days was reggae. You know, what is reggae? It's supposed to be this, you know. But no, my mindset is, what is reggae? Well, as an artist, I'm free to take some liberty with it while still keeping the roots with it, but not trying to repeat what has been done in the past.
And one of the things that you have said is that you're less interested these days in a political message in your music than you are in an emotional message, a connection with people.
Yeah, I think the political thing has been played out a lot, not only in reggae, but in music in general. And I think in this time and age, the message has to be one that we can relate to on a human, like, personal, spiritual level, more than a social, political level. We still need that social, political movement, but I think we need more than ever now what is happening inside of us more than what is happening outside of us.
Who are you singing to in these songs?
Sing to everyone, every human being, and sometimes I think I'm singing to the trees and the birds and every living thing that is on earth, you know.
You know, a lot of people hearing you speak now and hearing you sing are thinking to themselves how much you remind them of your father, Bob Marley. Mm-hmm. What about that legacy? How has that been for you?
It's been good, man. Positive. I mean, my father is loved all over the world because of, you know, his music and his personality. And it has been something positive for us. We continue to help him as he helps us. We help him too, you know. We have a mutual benefit.
What do you mean you help him?
Benefit. Well, by what we're doing, we're still uplifting his legacy. We're still making sure that, you know, his music carries on. And you know the tree by the fruits. We are the fruits of that tree. And if the fruits are not good, then the tree might get a bad point of view. So in that way, We're talking about him. We're loving him. We sing, you know. So his music is alive within us too.
Are you trying to be like him?
I am like him. I don't have to even try. It's just natural DNA, science.
Well, and one of the things that you and your father both agree on is marijuana legalization. You've gotten out there in front on this issue, and you're saying that it should be legal in California. What do you make of the debate over it in this country, which has gotten pretty heated?
I think it's hypocritical. I think alcohol and tobacco, and there's so much destructive things that is totally okay for people to get their hands on, including weapons of mass destruction, if you want to call it that, guns and all. There's so much thing that people have a right to have here, and if you can't have a right to what nature has created naturally, then something is wrong with that, you know.
We're speaking with Ziggy Marley. His CD Fly Rasta has just been nominated for a Grammy for Best Reggae Album. You're listening to Here and Now. And Ziggy Marley, I want to bring you back to 2006, because this is where I discovered you when I was in Hawaii for a vacation and I was listening to the radio and this song was playing over and over and over again on the radio. Here it is.
Hey, I wish you were here with me, walking on the beach in Hawaii, playing on the golden sand, looking at the ocean. Now I understand, love is like the open sea, and I wish you were here with me.
Now, I'm imagining that that song, just because of how catchy it was, turned into a much bigger hit than many of your other songs have. What was that? Describe that experience with Beach in Hawaii.
Yeah, Beach in Hawaii is funny. People keep asking me to sing, because it's not in my normal repertoire. I don't really do it that much. But people keep asking me. That song that I never thought would resonate that much, but it does resonate with people. And I have to put it in my set list now, because people keep asking me to sing that song, you know.
Why do they like it so much, do you think?
I don't know. I really don't know, to tell you the truth. I have no idea why, but I'll give them what they want, you know.
Well, I want to ask you about one more thing, and that is your book. Some people may be surprised, but you have a children's book out. It's called I Love You Too, and you've got a song called I Love You Too, which we've got right here.
I love you too, I love you too.
What were you trying to do with this children's book, Ziggy Marley?
You know, the song is from my children's album, and the book is based on that, those words, those lyrics. For me, if I am serious about, hey, I'm Ziggy Marley and I want to make a difference in the world, and I'm trying to inspire people through words and music, then to speak to children is even more important than speaking to adults, than making music for the general public consumption.
Why is that?
Because children, you know, adults, we kind of already have a set mind. Most of us, we kind of already set in our ways and have an outlook on what things are and how things should be. While children are open-minded, children are sponges. They're willing to hear something or see something and accept it without any stereotypical point of view. And so we're trying to get to them from an early age to instill ideas and philosophies. And love is one of the biggest things we can instill in them.
Well, you're 45 now. Are you still a sponge for information?
Yeah, I'm 45 in age, but I'm still learning. I'm still open. My humility makes me just always open to new ideas and learning. I'm nowhere near where my potential should be. So I'm still active learning, and I'm still fascinated by a tree. Hmm. By looking at a tree and saying, wow, look at that. How old is that tree? How long has it been there? It's a living creature. I'm fascinated by things still. I'm fascinated by nature and the things around me. So I have that, I think it's a childlike fascination with things that keep me wanting to learn, you know.
Ziggy Marley, a great pleasure to have you on. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having me, bro.